From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Duke University says applications are down 2% from last year, and that's considered good news. Duke is trying to repair its reputation after that lacrosse team party last spring, where a stripper claimed three players sexually assaulted her. Since then, the accuser has changed her story several times, rape charges have been dropped, and the prosecutor has been hit with ethics charges. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, on campus, some are criticizing the way Duke's administration responded to the ordeal.
The president of Duke University had been on the job less than 2 years last spring when he was thrust into a most unwelcome controversy.
I thank you for coming. I'm Richard Broadhead.
When President Broadhead addressed the press last March in his first major statement after the lacrosse party, he faced a frenzied media and a tense campus. He issued a finesse statement that would define Duke's position for months to come, not taking a stand on whether the exotic dancer was attacked at the party, but condemning the student behavior that led to the allegations.
Students have acknowledged the private party dancers. They have acknowledged that there was underage drinking at the party. I would say about it that the behavior was bad behavior, boorish behavior, immature behavior, and inappropriate behavior. But from there to what is alleged is still a very, very serious step.
Though he asked people not to prejudge the criminal case, Broadhead took action against the team. He accepted the coach's resignation, canceled the rest of the season, and when three players were indicted for rape, sexual assault, and kidnapping, he suspended them from school. But as the case has evolved, Broadhead's response has come under scrutiny, especially after the most serious charges, the rape allegations, were dropped in December. Now, some critics say Duke administrators were too harsh.
They were running for cover, and they weren't worried about these three young men.
Diane Goldstein Block is the mother of a Duke graduate and is a former donor to the school. She believes the players are innocent, but fears Duke's administration made them look guilty.
Broadhead and his staff immediately said, well, yes, these guys drank, these guys hired strippers, so therefore they rushed to judgment. Even though, as long as I have any knowledge of Duke, they've always had parties with alcohol. And according to my son, they've always had strippers. And to say that this was the first time this had ever happened before is nonsense.
Block says Broadhead should have thrown his support behind the students, particularly as questions emerged about the accuser's credibility and the prosecutor's ethics. That same sentiment is echoed by others in the Duke community. Alumnus Jason Trumbore helps run a blog called Friends of Duke University.
You know, if you're sending your kids to college, you want them to go to an environment where they'll be supported. When they screw up, you want them corrected, but at the same time, you want them corrected in a fashion that takes into account their best interests. And that was really completely absent.
Last month, Duke agreed to lift the indicted players' suspensions and invite them back to school. But that prompted criticism from a different group of people, professors who view the lacrosse party as a symptom of campus racism and sexism. One professor said readmitting the students while they still face criminal charges would be a breach of ethical citizenship. Others suggest the administration bowed to outside pressure. Kerry Haney teaches in Duke's political science department.
I mean, it was sort of disappointing that the response was always an off-balance response. And it seems to me that they've been, you know, sort of pushed by bloggers and pulled by consultants.
President Broadhead refused to be interviewed by NPR. His office says he's resisting efforts to make Duke the story. But Vice President John Burness defends the school's response. He says administrators stand by their decision to punish the team for its party behavior, which he says included not only hiring exotic dancers, but also directing racial slurs toward them. And he says Duke has little choice but to let the criminal charges play out in court.
Had Duke come out just four square behind the students, that would have led to all kinds of allegations about Duke improperly using its weight to influence the judicial process.
Burness says administrators have been pelted with email from angry alumni and others, as many as 1,000 messages some days. But he resists the idea that Broadhead has been influenced by the pressure.
The president makes his judgment based on what he believes is the right and fair thing to do, and that's exactly what he did in this case. And those who would allege otherwise simply are wrong.
Burness says alumni continue to donate to Duke at record levels, and that, coupled with the near-stable application rate, convinces him the administration responded well. But while one of the accused players now has graduated from Duke, the others haven't decided whether to return. The father of one of them says he hesitates to send his son back to a university that, in his words, didn't stand up for our boys. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.